It's January 11th, 2021, and here is my daily poem. Baby doll lamb. Inspirational she is. She tells me to follow my dreams. With her encouragement, I found that this isn't as out of reach as it seems. I will spin my own yarn and cut the wool from the sheep myself. I live on property that I can have a barn, and soon my work can be on a local shelf. I call this a win. She wants a lamb too. We can get them together and help the species. In my mind, they are eating grass right from where it grew. Look at their faces, the cute little beasties. Someday, my dreams will come true. Until then, I sit here and knit with someone else's yarn. I messed it up right at the end. This is the last freaking line. Baby doll lamb. Inspirational she is. She tells me to follow my dreams. With her encouragement, I found that this isn't as out of reach as it seems. I will spin my own yarn, cut the wool from the sheep myself. I live on property where I can house a barn, and soon my work will be on a local shelf. I call this a win. She wants a lamb too. We can get them together and help the species. In my mind, they are eating grass from where it grew. Look at their faces, the cute little beasties. Someday, my dreams will come true. I'll sit here and knit with someone else's yarn until they do. So this is my poem called Baby Doll Lamb. It's in the form of a sonnet. To give some background on this, I have wanted a baby doll lamb, this special breed, since my teacher and I discovered it while I was in 10th grade. We were both so incredibly thrilled to see it. They are adorable, but one of the issues is that if you want one, you have to get two, because the way you get them is because you have to promise to breed them, because they are not necessarily endangered, I don't think, but they are on the low side of species, you know, count. So, my teacher was also going to get one, and I was so thrilled. We had actually convinced each other that we were going to do it, we were going to get them, we both had the property and the land, and then I was told I had to sign a lease if I wanted to stay at home. And here's a spoiler alert, I didn't sign a lease. So now I live in town and I can't have anything like that. But someday I will have a sheep myself. I will be able to cut the wool from it myself and tend to it and take care of it. It will be my friend, and I will spin yarn with its wool, and I will make sweaters, and I will sell the yarn and the sweaters. I've got big dreams to get a sheep. Yeah. It was just a really fun poem, and the first couplet in the sonnet, just, I am so incredibly proud of that. That one couplet. I want to post that everywhere. In fact, if you are here from the blurb that I posted, that is that couplet, welcome. So, if you just found me, I want to let you know that I do have a website that links you to everything you can find that I do. It's ellenpowellwritings.com. That's ellenpowellwritings.com. Check it out. I have a blog there. It links you to my books. Right now the ebook is for sale. It's only 99 cents. And the physical book will be out relatively soon. Probably by the time you listen to this, because so far no one is listening to this, it will be out. That's all for me today. Stay creative.